At the article of death. A noiseless evening fell chill and dank on the moorlands. The Dreichel was mist to the very rim of its precipitous face, and the long, dun sides of the little Munraw faded into a grey vapour. Underfoot were plashy moss and dripping heather, and all the air was choked with autumnal heaviness. The herd of the Lanely Beeld stumbled wearily homeward in this, the late afternoon, with the roof tree of his cottage to guide him over the waste. For weeks, months, he had been ill, fighting the battle of lonely sickness. 2 years agone, his wife had died, and as there had been no child, he was left to fend for himself. He had no need for any woman, he declared, for his wants were few and his means of the scantiest, so he had cooked his own meals and done his own household work since the day he stood by the grave in the Gledsmuir kirkyard. And for a little he did well. And then, inch by inch, trouble crept upon him. He would come home late in the winter nights, soaked to the skin, and sit in the peat-reek till his clothes dried on his body. The countless little ways in which a woman's hand makes a place healthy and habitable were unknown to him, and soon he began to pay the price of his folly. For he was not a strong man, although a careless onlooker might have guessed the opposite from his mighty frame. His folk had all been short-lived, and already his age was the age of his father at his death. Such a fact might have warned him to circumspection, but he took little heed. Till that night in March.